I'm going to be in a fucking nursing home at 90 years old. Like, welcome What's back up? To Getting Toxic this week. I fucked 4 men in the right. retirement home, darling.
This week, we're talking about Viagra. What is up, guys? Welcome back to Gin and Toxic.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
We're kind of far. Are we far apart or am I tripping? No.
Are we?
I like being far apart. I don't want to be close to you.
Great. But now you got me overthinking. Are we?
I don't know.
I'm moving closer to you.
Okay.
Lily's going to move further away. Maybe we are. You're a little bit close to the edge of the screen. Are you not?
Yeah, but.
I'm going to move.
It's okay.
to make up for it. Okay. Hey, anyways. Guys. Hi, guys. We're back. Did you miss Yay. Us? It's only been a week. Feels anyways.
Like a long time. When did we last actually record? Okay,
here's the thing. I feel like it's been a long time only because I have attachment issues to Lily.
Dude, Christina so text. That text you sent me yesterday, it made me laugh because when was the last time I actually saw you?
I don't
like
know.
A week ago.
See, and that's what got me fucked up.
Okay, a week ago. Because a lot happened, I'll tell you guys, but
we'll get into
a
it.
Lot we happened a lot last week, and debrief. I didn't see Christina for a week for like reasons, like things happen, like health things happen.
Yeah, Lily had shit going on, and then I was just blacking out.
Yeah, and you were busy, like it was Paige's birthday and stuff. But Christina texted me yesterday and was like, "You said, is there something like weird between? Like, is there something going on between us?"
I was like, "Yeah, I'm mad at you, Christina." Let me find it. No, so yeah, me and Lily haven't seen each other in a week, and it was because. It was Paige's like birthday week. So I was just like, honestly, the beginning of the week, I was just like running around like a maniac trying to get shit done because I knew that the rest of my weekend starting on Thursday was going to just be like nuts.
Messy.
So me and Lily barely talked to each other because of that. Also because on Thursday, was it Thursday or Friday? I don't know. Either way, it might have been on Friday that Lily had this fucking tooth surgery gum shit going on, which you could elaborate on that in a sec. But yeah, basically, because, like, I knew that's what it was. It's like, you know, when you like go to your significant other and they're like, maybe they're just like not being as talkative that day. And you're like, do you still love me?
Babe, that's like, me as a person.
That was the energy between me and Lily.
No, well, that was the energy. Christina pretty much asked me yesterday.
Okay, here it is. I go, also, is it me or have we been off the path? Now they're reading this back and literally,
dude, I read
like
it
in gag. Like
I read it out loud to my coworkers. I was like, get this, guys. Ready for this?
Now that I'm reading it out loud, it literally sounds like I'm texting you like we're in a relationship. Also, is it me or have we been off the past few days?
Have we been off?
I've been busy and you've been like dying, but I feel like the energy these past 3 days has been sus. Is everything good? Like Lily goes, bro, I've been quite literally dead and you've been going out. It's been
like,
pretty
brutal.
What do
you
brutal.
Mean? You answered your own question, too. You go, I've been really busy and you've been like sick or whatever. And I was like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Christina. Like, it hasn't been sus. Like, I'm sorry. I got like surgery. Like,
listen, man.
I'm sorry. I'm not here
Lily
about your
is basically
day.
My boyfriend because I have no love in my life right now.
No.
Lily is my only source of not even love.
No,
but
there's
you're
no
just,
love really
you're just
all.
My source.
You don't even touch me. Like, I'm not sure what I'm nope. I'm not really sure what I'm giving, but I'm giving. You, clearly you need it.
Look at you now. You are leaning all the way in the side of the screen. This
Hi.
Bitch hates me.
I don't know, guys.
She hates me. Yeah. Anyways though, yeah, so me and Lily were going through a rocky period in our relationship. Like, we just had a lot that we had
to show
to
my out. End. So
to show your what?
The show might end. The show might end.
Oh, the show might end.
No, I'm going to be in a fucking nursing home at 90 years old. Like, welcome What's back that? To Getting Toxic this week. I fucked 4 men in the right. retirement home, darling.
This week, we're talking about Viagra.
This
week. In the nursing home.
Oh, my God. Period.
This week, we're talking about erectile dysfunction. That's what my husband has had for the past 20 years.
No, like, cut to 30 years from now, me... recording Gin and Toxic. Like,
yeah. Period. Like this in this bed.
Like still in this apartment.
In this apartment. We ain't never leaving this apartment.
Period.
But listen, guys, so let's pale. Get into our toxic confession of the week. And then we're going to do things a little bit differently after that because We just really want to talk about the Kardashians, okay?
No, I have like, to talk about the Kardashians.
We have to talk about the Kardashians, the new Kardashian show. But let's do toxic confession of the week first.
Okay.
I texted Lily what mine was, and then I completely forgot. Oh, never mind. I remember. Who can forget? It was from last night. Anyways, do you want to go first?
Oh, God. Sure, I guess. My toxic thing of the week is that I'm down a tooth.
Yep.
That's all. I mean, really, so... I was supposed to get a root canal Thursday. Of course not. Of course it had to be worse.
Had to be more difficult.
Had to be more, like, as if a root canal wasn't already like super annoying. And then they took a x-ray. It turns out I had an infection in my gums. Yay. So then
Wonderful.
Friday I had to get gum surgery and a tooth removed. So I had to miss Paige's birthday and like everyone went out. It was so depressing. I was in so much pain. It was actually horrific, to be honest.
I had a really horrible time. Yeah.
No, I was like crying when I got home from the surgery and I was just like, why me? Like, I was like, felt like really bad. I felt bad for myself. I really did.
No. I'm like not laughing at you. I just like went on my Instagram quickly. Just, you know,
as you do, right?
And somebody, some guy commented on my Neutrogena post.
No.
And says, DSL wrecked lips, marathon sucking.
Period.
Dick sucking lips, wrecked lips, marathon sucking.
Dick sucking lips.
Dick sucking lips.
You do have dick
marathon sucking.
You do have dick sucking lips.
You know, do some I give girls.
No, I'm not going to. No, I'll say it. Whatever. You look at some girls and you're like, you, like a lot of girls are hot, but some girls, like, you're like, you would do really well in a porno, or like you would look really good on like that cam where like you're sucking dick.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, no, for sure. No,
that's
absolutely.
Just how I feel. Like,
if you do you have DSL or not?
Right. Like, you got to watch the new season of Love Island UK. If you are already Paige. She looks like she can suck dick. That's all I'm saying. So yeah, down a tooth, your turn.
Yeah, so Lily was like suffering.
Suffering.
They put her under anesthesia. She's texting me beforehand being like, holy shit, if I would have known they were doing this, I would have brought you with me or somebody to bring me after.
Like,
so now I'm freaking out.
Anything.
Right. I'm freaking out. I'm like, Lily, before you go under, you better give the dentist my fucking phone number.
I did.
And blah, 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 like all I this did. Shit.
Guys, it's all good though because they gave me codeine. It's been a good...
Yeah, Lily's been kind of living. Which, have you... You've been taking the full thing, though, right?
Yeah, but I didn't... Obviously, I'm not... Like, I didn't take it this morning. Like, I'm okay now.
Yeah.
But I did Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, no. I took it, like, the first, like, 2-3 days. I took it the first 2-3 days after my wisdom teeth, but... Because, like, I'm just so small, and that technician is like, I'm so small.
The doctor goes, do you want Vicodin or codeine? I look at him, and I go, huh, it's...
So
I'm
I
like,
have a choice.
I'm like pondering. He's like, bitch, that's not good. He's like, now I don't want to give you either.
Either.
I'm like, I go, well, both of them are great for different reasons.
Well, I like when I got my wisdom teeth out, I was Vicodin, just I really trying to take Advil, but they did prescribe me the codeine and I took it. But I literally had to use a pill cutter and only take half of it because half of it knocked me the fuck out. Mm. It was out, man.
Yeah, me. You were like, I would only take half. Me, Jeff goes, nah, pop that whole thing, baby. I was like, I'm popping
two, like, take the whole fucking thing, and I'm like,
I had to spit it in. No, the night after the surgery, I took two full.
Oh my god,
I was so fucked up.
Did you knock out, or were you just felt like fucking high as shit?
I was high as shit. I did knock out eventually, but yeah, I was so high. It was so awesome, and I was still high like from the anesthesia too. Like,
oh my god,
girl.
You said you woke up from the anesthesia and you didn't even know if they did it or not yet, right?
I woke up and I was like, are you gonna do it? And
yeah,
was like,
no, that's exactly. There's videos of me after I got my wisdom teeth out. I'm like in the car and I'm like to my parents, like with the fucking gauze, and I'm like,
so did they take them out?
Yeah, yeah. My parents are like, yeah. I go, all four.
You know,
and they're
I
like,
got
yeah,
all four of my wisdom teeth out, and this was 10 times worse what I had done because
really?
It was in my gums, so it was like deeper, so it was like way more painful, mm-hmm. and like. Oh my god, it was so much worse.
I got my wisdom teeth out, and then like 2 days later, I was like still in so much pain, but I had to move into my new apartment.
No.
on the Upper West Side at the time, and we didn't hire movers, which was my biggest regret. Guys, I don't give a fuck. Like, you need to hire movers in New York City.
No, like, go in debt.
Just go in debt.
Trust
like,
me.
No, yeah.
Like, I'm the brokest bitch, and I just got movers, and I'm telling you, you need them.
Yeah, but I literally went into the city. I was in so much pain. I was so stressed out, but my parents helped me move everything into my new apartment, and as we were moving into my apartment, this was on the Upper West Side, we're moving in, and my parents are like, you know, like, if you want, like, you could just move everything in today and then come back to Long Island with us, and like, we'll take care of you for the next like few days and everything, so you still don't have to like take care of yourself. And I'm like, no, I'll be fine in the new apartment. But then by the time I was fully moved into my apartment, and my parents are like, all right, we're gonna leave now. I was like, yeah, you're coming. You, I can't do that. Like,
I was
so
fine
bad
the night after getting mine removed. It's so really weird. It's just everyone has
God,
a different
I was
reaction to it.
Up. I was, this I'd be eating up. Mad mashed potatoes. I was putting random shit in my mashed potatoes because I was getting so sick of the flavor.
Right.
I was like, I'm gonna put a little bit of cheese in there, a little bit of sour cream, like all this stuff. Like, I was just mixing it up. Mashed potatoes are my fucking shit, though. That's all I know a lot of people eat, like, ice cream and shit. No, mashed potatoes for me.
This bitch, any topic could come up, and Christina will go off. Mashed potatoes, they're my shit. Like,
mashed potatoes are my shit. Okay, one more thing about mashed potatoes. Sorry. My cousin Nicole had a mashed potato bar at her wedding. This was years ago. But you got to choose between like four different flavored mashed potatoes. Like regular ones, sweet potato, cheese potato, garlic potato. And then you could choose between like 20 different toppings to put on your mashed potatoes. It was genius.
That's kind of amazing.
And I've thought about it ever since. And now I'm like, I need a mashed potato bar.
Heaven.
Yeah. I need a mashed potato bar at my wedding. I actually had to go to a baby shower like a day after I got my wisdom teeth removed too. That was brutal. I walk in, my face is like,
yay,
out to Guam. Anyways, okay, so my toxic thing of the week. Enough about mashed potatoes.
You fucked up, babe.
I fucked up.
I did encourage it, but I didn't think it was gonna go as badly as it did. It went as badly as it could have gone.
It did.
And it needs to never. No, that was like okay. Tell it, and then we'll talk.
So embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, guys.
So guys, you already know about the.
Such an L. Like, it's so bad.
So,
it's getting embarrassing.
You guys know that about a month ago, a little bit over a month ago,
we canceled Mr. St. Pete.
We canceled Mr. St. Pete because I finally. Yeah, it was over a month ago now. Yeah. I finally decided I was going to, like, basically confess my feelings for him to him. I decided to do it. And we talked about
it
on the show.
It
was a risk. I forget which episode it is. I think it was the What the Fuck Happened While We Were in Europe episode. I'm pretty sure it was in that episode.
Yeah.
Or it might have been the one after it. Anyways, either way.
That era.
I decided to confess my feelings for him. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get a yes, nor did I get a no rejection. It was I can't do long distance, but if I lived in New York, it would be different sort of answer. So that was that. Anyways, ever since that day, we have not spoken a single fucking word. So a single word, and it's been driving me a little bit crazy because, like, I miss talking to him. It's not even, like, part of me is obviously, like, naturally my ego is getting to me, and I'm like, I got rejected, but I want the guy. But a lot of it is, like, damn, like, he was also, like, my fucking homie.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
And I miss talking to him.
Sure,
anyways,
sucks,
yeah,
so.
It kind of sucks now. But anyways, so I decided, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to break the no contact. It's been over a month. I'm going to do it. Last night, I was freaking. I was just having a freak out. And I was like, I'm going to do it. So I decided to FaceTime him last night. And he declines the call. But he texts me right away. And he's like, hey, sorry. I'm watching a movie with my roommates. What's up? And I text him back. And I immediately, when he texted me back, I was like, oh, my God. I made a grave mistake. Because I had no idea. Because it's so much easier to have a conversation on FaceTime. That's why I FaceTimed him.
Well,
that
especially
he picked
with
up
this
on
guy.
FaceTime.
This guy,
yeah,
like,
especially with this guy.
He's one of those guys who's, like, really short and dry with texting. But then, like, in person, he's, like,
great.
Crazy and vibrant and
amazing.
Awesome. So, like, it's the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, so that's why I FaceTimed him. Because I wanted to be, like, hey, what's up? Let's talk, blah, 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 blah. And guaranteed, if he would have answered the FaceTime call, we would have easily been on the phone for like an hour or two.
But you know what I'm wondering? He said he was watching a movie, and that's why he didn't answer.
Yeah.
Was he? He probably was.
I mean, he took a while to respond after I like texted him and I was like, just saying hi. And then he texted me again and he was like, hey, like, how are you been? Everything. As if like the movie ended, whatever. Right, like it matters.
Right.
But long story short, I text him back and I was like, oh, nothing, just saying hi. And then he texted me back and he's like, oh, like, how have you been? And I was like, oh, I'm good, just working a lot, whatever. What about you? And he's like, oh, I'm working cool, whatever. And then after that, I like literally didn't even know what to say. I was like, oh, like, yeah, that sucks. Because he was like, work's been a lot. And I was like, yeah, it sucks. Hopefully it lightens up sometime soon. And then he has not texted me back since.
Oh, God, yeah, it's brutal.
And it was just so
awful.
Embarrassing. No, but
that
like,
has to be the absolute cutoff. Like,
yeah.
She texted me and was like, should I FaceTime Mr. St. Pete? And in my mind, I'm picturing him answering and at least having like a decent conversation.
Yeah. Same.
Even if nothing came of it, just to make it like not awkward.
Because there's been, like I said, there's been multiple times where like he's FaceTimed me out of the blue, I answer, and we're just like talking for forever, or I FaceTime him. Like, it's not an uncommon thing that we would FaceTime each other.
Right.
But it's just been such a long time, so I didn't know what was going to come of it. But yeah, the conversation through text was so dry and so awkward, and now I am
I feel like
great. Now we're back to square one.
We met Mr. St. Pete, and we had so much fun with him, and he was so funny, and like, he's so great, right? But then we, like, kept him on this pedestal that we still think he's at. And he's act like,
that's what I keep.
Like, you're great, Mr. St. Pete, but, like, babe, he is not that great.
No, you know what? Like, that's what I
at
keep.
At all.
I keep trying to think. I'm like, you know, obviously, it's, like, kind of part of it is, like, I could consciously say that, like, part of it is definitely my ego. Like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Andrea was like, when I was like, oh, you want what you can't have. And, you know, I always think about Andrea is like, well, why can't you have it? And now I'm like, fuck, yeah, you're right. Why can't I have it? And then also, like, it's the fact that it wasn't a straight up no that gets to me. And, like, you had that conversation with this friend. And, like, the situation is just a sticky one. And so I feel like I was just really trying to like hold out on like this tiny bit of hope.
The older I get though, the more I'm like, if it's a sticky situation, I'm out.
It's not,
it's supposed to be easy. And we always say that it's like supposed to be easy.
I know.
Like, I know it's not always, but like this is definitely not it. Like this is definitely way too complicated. Like this guy is,
you know what? I find myself too lately, which maybe this has a little bit to do with it, but I have, for the past few days, I've been in this like weird place in my head. I've been psyching myself out about like never finding love.
Oh my God.
I know it sounds crazy.
I mean, you have your like weeks where you feel like that. I
do, but I'm just like, fuck, like I haven't met like a guy in a while where like, because I was trying to think about like that spark. And I'm like,
no,
I haven't
last
met
had it with Martin.
Yep.
Period. Like that was the last guy you've.
That's so funny
you
that you mentioned that too, because that's what I was Mr. thinking. I was like, I don't know the last guy that I have met and I have kissed that I actually felt a connection with. I haven't. Yeah. And I was like, literally the last guy was Martin.
Yeah. And babe, that was not even that long ago. Like sometimes the best people are sometimes single for a while.
I know. And usually I read this thing, I forgot what I read a long time ago, and it was like, sometimes like the people that are single, sometimes it could be a red flag, but a lot of people, it's like a lot of women are single for like a long time because they can't, like they're not satisfied with anybody because they need somebody that meets their level or something. I don't know. Anyways, some crazy scientific theory on that. But yeah, I just like, and also, you know what? I keep going back and forth in my head too. Like I was telling Lily, I met this guy on Hinge recently and we've been hitting it off so hard. Like we've been talking for the past fucking like 5 days. We have a date set up next week. We've been talking every single day. The conversation has been so good, so funny, flowing so well. And we have this date coming up next week, but I'm like petrified for the date because I'm like, okay, this is going a little bit too well. What's the red flag?
Well, and you know what, Christina? It could go awful.
It could go awful.
It could be shit and like whatever. I also feel like one thing is like people always say you find, you know, the spark or whatever when you're not looking for it. And like low key, just because you've been like dating around and stuff, I feel like you've kind of been looking for it.
Yeah.
And maybe like taking a step back and like also setting up, not that there's anything wrong with it, people do it all the time and people find relationships from it, but like setting up like Hinge dates and like those type of dates are very like, okay, I'm dating, this is structured, this is planned.
Yeah, no, that's
and there's
why,
nothing
like,
wrong with it because people get you know, lucky all the time. Yeah. That's how you met Martine. Like, there's nothing wrong with it, but like, it is, you are actively looking for it.
Yeah, no, you're right. I like, honestly, though, I haven't been.
No, you haven't like, been like dating that much. No,
yeah,
at all.
I haven't. I don't have Bumble anymore. I only have Hinge. And
it's more like what's on your mind. It's not that you're actually like going on dates all the time. It's more like, on a day-to-day basis, you're probably thinking, like, I'd like that, or, like, I'd like to meet a guy.
I know. I, like, go in these waves of being, like, I'm so happy that I'm single. Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah, I'm fucking around. Blah, blah, blah. But then I'm, like, fuck, I way more. I am such a relationship bitch.
No,
like,
I am such a relationship girl. But it is, it's so corny, but it's so true. Like, when you're doing things that are really true. I think Talia was saying this. Like, you just, like, attract whatever, like, I don't know, if you go out and do things, like, the more, like, I know you're getting really into comedy.
Oh, we were talking about it with Hannah.
Hannah.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to start going to comedy shows a lot, like, maybe you'd meet a guy organically there who's also into that, like, doing things that, like, have to do with you and meeting a guy that way, like,
she said, like, decentering men in your life is what the whole conversation was about. Yeah.
I think, and not that I don't think I would not consider you one of the girls that puts men in the center of their life, but it's definitely like
something I go in waves of it, though. Honestly, I go in waves of being like, I'm so secure with myself and I'm focused on my career and I'm like, hell yeah. And then I'll like go through like a few day span where I'm fucking boy crazy.
Normal.
And I hate it.
You are secure, but you're also like, I'd like a partner and like I'm just having shitty luck right now.
Yeah, that's the thing is I'm like, yeah, like I'm very secure. I'm very satisfied with like kind of all aspects of my life except my dating and like romance life. And that's what's like fucking triggering me, bro. Like, because I said, like, I'm just like, we talk about it. Like, we talk about like hooking up and fucking and all that shit and being single on this show. But I am just
which
such
is
a
so funny
person.
Because me and Christina are literally the most girlfriend. I've had every guy I've ever met has told me that. And I'm sure you too, that like I am the girlfriend material, girlfriend type.
Absolutely.
Like mega loyal, like we are those types of girls. Actually, I was telling what's his name on this show again? I panic. Workday. I was telling Workday.
Oh, okay, yes.
That like, cause he was asking me the other day because he was like, "What is Christina like as a girlfriend?" And I was like, "You know, ironically enough, she's great."
Yeah, she was fucking dying. Incredible.
But I was telling him about like how you were with Martine and like, you know, you offer to take him on vacation. I'm like, honestly, she's a sugar mommy, first of all, which is awesome. And like she, when she loves really hard because you also are the type to have like a close knit. Like you don't have like 800 friends. Like,
no.
You have like a few friends. You take care of us. You're super, like a super good friend. And you're the same way with a boyfriend.
Thanks.
Okay, that was too nice. I have to say something. But like you're like that with boyfriends too. Like you're just super in it and like a really good girlfriend. And just like super, super committed and really fun. And I was like telling him that. And he was like, yeah, she just needs to find someone to like match that energy. And like, I don't know. I think, I mean, maybe this guy that you're talking to, maybe he'll be awesome. But if he's not, I've been saying it. I really see you meeting someone organically.
I do too.
I just feel like that's the type of person
you are. I feel like
I
have been going out a lot recently too, though. And I haven't. Anybody. Yeah, like, obviously I don't want it to be forced anyways. I think it'll just happen when it happens,
right? You've been going out a little more and like, but like I don't know, I think if when we both start going out more, because I've taken a few weeks off, guys, I'm not on the benders right now. I'm really proud
of
myself.
No, Lily has been taking some time.
I took a step back,
right?
But I'll be coming right back, don't worry. But oh my god, actually Workday's birthday is in like, I gotta get on.
Oh my god,
like, 2 weeks. It's in 2 weeks exactly.
Doll check in,
and
sorry.
And then, I know I saw
it. Jeff texted us, he said doll one is checking in, doll two and three are recording the podcast.
But yeah, we'll start going out more. I don't know. I feel like you guys listening can agree. Like based on what we all know about Christina, I think Christina's best bet is meeting someone like organically that like immediately just like picks up on your vibe and like matches your energy and like there's never any weirdness, there's never any games.
Absolutely.
Like there won't be a single moment where you're like, does he like me, like does he want to hang out, like never a single moment of doubt. And I think that'll be good, but who knows. Sure. It might not even happen this year, dude. It sucks, but like it could happen tomorrow and it could happen in a year from now. So I think in the meantime,
I'm not like bothered about timing. It's just like I go in and out of days where I'm like,
well,
like
trust
said,
me,
like
I get it.
I'm
we
like,
all get
damn.
Lonely.
Yeah,
anyone
exactly.
listening that's single, anyone that's listening that is single, we're all lonely bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
for sure.
It's a weird thing.
That got deep. Got really deep. We just like psychoanalyzed my dating life for like 2 seconds there.
No, but I've been talking about it a lot with Workday. We talk
about my dating life?
Yes.
I want all details on the fucking table.
I love getting... Workbay, I mentioned him one time, guys. My coworker that's cute that I hang out with. he just has like such a good straight guy's perspective on things.
Yeah. Because
he's like super in touch with his feminine side, but he also really understands straight men.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
And like all that.
He's great. He's great.
Yeah. He just keeps saying, he's like, Christina needs a no bullshit man. Like,
yeah.
Not a single game will be played. Like, uh-huh.
He's absolutely
that's
right.
What I feel like Martine was.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that didn't end great, but up until the ending, Martine was like an A+ across all boards for me. Like, uh-huh. Obviously everyone has like their flaws, but there was nothing Martine did that was like wildly like hell no.
No, for sure, yeah.
And like in the beginning, he was just like all about you from day one. So good to you. So nice to you. Like, that's what we need again.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't end well again, do it for the plot. I'm not manifesting that, but...
Martini, fuck up!
Still angry. Guys, when, like...
No, we still have...
Get him on the show.
I don't know, man. I think he would. I think he would.
Guys, can you imagine if I came over to record Austin, and Martine was here?
I've heard mixed reviews from people that are in our circle of people half being like, not a chance he's listening to your show. And then other people, the total opposite, being like, he fucking listens to every goddamn episode.
I feel like he would have reached out.
I don't know.
I feel like he would have said something by now if he listened. No?
No.
I just we can't have believe not that he never said, spoke to
we've
me
literally,
again.
We've literally, like...
My temperature.
We're, like, cool with each other, and we haven't said anything bad about him on the show. Like, what's he going to do? Text me and admit to listening to the show?
The only thing negative I've said about him is that I can't believe he hasn't reached out.
Yeah.
That is it. I mean, can you guys believe it? Like, I'm not over it, but that's fine.
Yeah, no. Oh, God damn it.
God damn it.
Fuck.
God damn it. Oh, fuck.
This whole thing is fucked. I was in a relationship where I ended up getting treated like a piece of shit, and that fell apart. And then I was in a committed relationship that was fucking amazing, and I still got dumped.
The longer you're single, I think the more I realize that you're a girlfriend type.
Both times I got dumped were totally out of my control and nothing to do with me, because one ex-boyfriend was a little shit, and then the other one,
you know the one.
Yeah, you know the one. Little shit. But anyways, no hard feelings.
Christina's in
shit.
A mood today.
I am in a
brilliant.
Mood. I'm mad. I just want... Did you see all my close friends? I posted that video of that girl, and she was like, me being hot, sexy, and single, thriving. And then it's her, like, flicking a bottle opener, flicking the cap on a wine bottle open. She's like, I just want to be in love so fucking bad. She's like, I'm hot and single and sexy, but I want to be in love so fucking bad.
Yeah, it's so
true. That is exactly how I feel.
I realized when I broke up with Sammy that, like, how... I'm just so over that, like, and it's so ironic because of the way we talk on the show and just like the concept of the show, but I'm so over the hoe phase thing.
Guys, listen, I'm just sorry.
You listened to the episode. I already had a hoe phase,
listen,
guys.
All I'm saying is that I do know that we have a male audience on this show.
Take Christina on a date.
If you live in New York City,
eat her ass. Help her out, guy.
I'm just saying, there is a male audience on the show, and if you live in New York City and you are in your 20s or 30s, nothing below 21, please, or nothing below 23.
Let's just call this episode, We're Desperate.
We're Desperate. If you're a man, that's all I need.
If you're a man.
Honestly, just take me on a date. If you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I live in New York City, and I want to take Christina on a date, and I listen to Gin and Toxic, just take me on a date, man. Please cherish me for one night.
Please, God.
One night. Please, God. Yeah. Please.
Meanwhile, you guys know that the lyrics in Clumsy where she's like, I'm just a relationship type of girl.
And I'm a,
every time I get out of one, the love bug comes back and bites me.
And I'm back.
Me. So,
yeah.
I'm not going to get into
Lily's,
detail.
We'll elaborate eventually. But Lily's.
I'm like, what era am I in? I'm in.
You're like in your fucking.
Okay. All right. I'm happy.
She's in the talking stage where you're not dating yet, but you're like so fucking close, but you're like you literally want to hang out with that person 24/7.
Yeah.
I talk to Lily and it'll be like, Oh, I had a sandwich for lunch today. Oh my God, me and Workbread went out for sandwiches today and it was so good. Oh, really? Yeah, dude. Like, he's just like, oh my God.
He loves sandwiches.
He loves sandwiches.
You know what's weird is I got a few DMs last week from my ex's, like, friends from Ireland. Like, these girls were like, we all just listened to the episode. We're so sorry about you guys. And I'm just like, we broke up. It feels like we broke up so long ago that I'm just like, this is so weird.
Well, I think both of you guys, yeah, but both of you guys like knew that that was going to happen and you both had time to like mentally kind of check out before.
Me especially, dude. Yeah. After further clarification, I knew their relationship was over way before him, which is interesting.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I think he just wasn't ready to like
Christina
knew it was over fucking forever ago, dude.
Fucking me and Martine were dating and he'd asked me about it in fucking back
I remember
in the fucking
at Martine's birthday party in December, I was outside smoking a joint with him and I got pretty emotional talking about some stuff. And he was like, "You guys will figure it out." And I go, "Yeah, I don't know, actually. The more I think about it, I'm like, pretty
bad." Yeah, no. Oh, like, no. Me and Martine used to talk about it all the time because, you know, obviously in our friend group, like, we all talked about, like, each of the couples and everything. Right. And I would be like, yeah, you know, Lily is my absolute best friend. That shit ain't gonna last.
No. Yeah.
And I was like, I feel so, like, I always felt,
no.
I always felt, like, really bad, like, saying it to him. And I was like, I feel bad because it's not like a fuck him sort of thing.
No, never.
But I just like, I don't think this is going in the direction
that it needs
to be. Yeah,
logistically, it's just like not.
Yeah.
It's not. It's like one of those relationships, like you take two great people, but like you can't put them together. Like it's like not everyone can be friends, not everyone can date just because you're like two great people. But it's just, it's weird. And like we haven't been talking since we like moved out, really.
I think that's good, though. I honestly don't think you guys should be.
Of course. Yeah. No, we're like, you know, I'm not. If he reached out to me and was like, "How are you doing?" Fine. Or like, if he was like, "Hey, can I call you quick to check in?" Fine. But like hanging out and like the separating our friend groups and stuff, I think was necessary. I think it's weird.
Oh, absolutely.
But like the separating of the friend groups, it was time for.
No, absolutely. And I talked to you about this actually in an episode recently that. Not so much when I was dating Martine because our friend groups didn't really like collide that much.
Yeah.
But more so when I was dating the guy before him, I thought that so many of his friends were like some of my best friends. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to be losing them. Like
right.
when we're
and
breaking
like, yeah,
up.
It's a bummer, but like they're
no,
not
honestly
your best
like exactly.
Yeah.
They are his friends before
and
they're
that's totally
yours.
Fine.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that they don't care about you, but it's you
right.
know.
Well,
they're gonna be
they
his
all
friend
said
before
things
yours.
Like, you know, we already miss you and like we wish you the best and we love you. But like, you know, they're not. It just is what it is. It's just like a part of life.
It is what it is. You know what my new line is? I made it my Instagram caption the other day. It goes up and then it goes down.
Oh yeah, I saw that. That was, no, I
like,
thought that was cute.
It goes up and then it goes down.
I feel like when you get out of a long-term relationship, then I've noticed this.
I don't
like,
know what I've been
looking...
doing. Throughout this episode, I've been like... putting my nose on the mic.
Ew, boy. That looks like I don't like that. I don't think I like that.
I'm gonna record myself doing it. Anyways,
I feel
continue.
Like maybe you found this too, but I don't know. Actually, you should. If not, but I feel like when you get out of a long-term relationship or just like a relationship, you end up looking for like the complete opposite of what the guy you had before was. Guys, I look at Christina. Turn on your video and look at Christina. Like I
in this.
Tag me in that.
I'm sorry, you're gonna have to repeat exactly what you said because I clearly was not listening.
No.
But I was spitting facts, so whatever.
Like, actually, I'm not gonna say who, but a little girly pop of ours who's also recently single is doing the same thing where you get out of a long-term relationship and then the next guy you go for is the polar opposite of your ex. And like sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? From Mr. Boy Band to fucking
right
NYU Big Dick.
That's like, true. But I feel
that
like
that shit was wild.
Now I feel like you
scrawny white boy
to
buff
more.
Colombian man.
And then our other friend who's, you know,
who is all What, like, yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah, yeah,
our
yeah,
other
yeah, yeah.
friend recently got out of a relationship, yeah. and she's dead now. She went from like this fucking,
she also went from the scrawny white man to the to like, you know, the middle eastern god,
big
yeah,
hairy man.
Big hairy man.
Love a big hairy man.
I was, oh my God, I was talking to Rob about this. You guys know Dog Guy. Dog Guy, we love him.
Guys, Dog
we
guy.
Will have him back on the show eventually. I've gotten quite a bit of DMs from people. Yeah, no, we've gotten DMs Yo. From people being like, bring him back on the show. Anyways, though, what I was going to say, though, is we were talking the other day at Paige's party. We were talking and we were talking about like my type. And he's like, I feel like I know your type. And I'm like, okay, then what the fuck is my type? No, not at Paige's party. Sorry, we're talking about this at the updating party.
I love him.
Talking about it, my type on paper. But he was like, oh. I feel like, he was like, I don't know, like darker skin, darker features is funny. I go, okay, that's all you got. I go, no, Rob, I'm going to tell you my three types right fucking now. Right. Okay.
I have different. And yeah. Super
I go,
niche.
I got three different types. Mm-hmm. I got.
We talked about this.
Yeah. I got A. The Brooklyn boy that looks like he's gonna fucking
ruin my life,
rip my heart out and stomp on it.
Like, ruin
I'm
it.
Talking white boy with a porn stash, covered in tattoos, probably as like part of his hair fucking bleached or something.
Right. Like, he's a goddamn mess, actually, yeah. quite frankly.
Yeah, so Brooklyn boy.
We're eating it up.
Right. Brooklyn boy, tattoos, white boy, great. The other type is the buff, like, Spanish man. Like, love a Spanish man, like Colombian, like, you know, like just a fucking poppy. Like
Colombian? Ew, yeah, Colombians, like, in general. I was going to say Colombian men, but no, let's keep it at Colombians.
They're hot.
The fucking jeans in that country.
Yeah, I mean, that's they are ridiculous. So hot. Like, I mean, obviously, I can say it, like, I'm not going to, just because me and my ex broke up doesn't mean that I still don't think he's hot. I still think he's fucking fine as fuck.
Know, he's fine
like,
as fuck.
He is fine as fuck. Like, we know
Jeff,
this.
Do you remember what, like, me and Jeff were saying on vacation? Jeff was like, just let me hit it once. Just once.
About her ex.
I was like, I don't want to hit it, but I'd want to see it. Like,
I am still very curious.
Yeah, I was like, you got any videos? No, right.
But fucking, okay, that's that. And then obviously the third one, which has overtaken the two in recent days.
Okay.
Is the hairy man. Guys, we've talked about the hairy man before. I want a hairy chest. I want a hairy face. I want hairy arms, hairy legs. I want to feel your fucking chest hair. I want you to get out of my bed. And I look down at my bed. There's your fucking little chest hairs in my mattress. I know that sounds gross, but
I don't think
give
that's
fuck.
My type. I get it.
I want a hairy man. Want a hairy chest.
I feel like that's very like woman of you to like, that's my mom's type.
Yeah.
Every time my mom is foul. She'll see a man with like long hair and a beard that looks like maybe he's like done some fucked up like he just got out of jail, like one of those guys.
Right.
And my mom's like,
right.
And
yeah.
I'm like,
no.
Mother.
My mom's like dream type is like a pit bull. Like Dale. Like pit bull.
She said like Dale.
Like Dale. That is my mother's type. My mom thinks that pit bull and his fucking bald ass head are like sexy as fuck.
Deb.
All moms, you know what I've discovered lately? Moms love
moms are feral.
Moms love pit bull, and you wanna know who else moms love? Post Malone.
Yo. Post Malone gets mommy pussy. Post Malone is eating that cougar pussy on the fucking
Post
regular.
Malone. Pulse.
Because does he not give you the I like mom energy?
He does.
Work
absolutely.
Bay.
Obviously, oh my God,
men,
Young Gravy. Young Gravy's
that.
Been blowing up, obviously.
Yo,
Young
he's
Gravy.
So funny.
The moms love Young Gravy.
He's
Young Gravy
so
loves moms.
Weak. Yeah, he'll stitch their videos. They're so funny.
Yeah, so Pitbull, Post Malone,
dude,
Young
men,
Gravy.
I'm just learning this. Like, I knew this from like, you know, you go on Pornhub and it's like stepmom, fucking big titty stepmom, 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 stepmom.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, guys love, maybe they love moms, but like, I am really
I
learning.
Get it. Guys love moms
from Work Bay, and like his friends, they love mommies.
They love mommies.
And I'm just like, I'm like, it's better than him and his roommates like love older women, and then one of his roommates is like notorious for dating 19-year-olds, which that's besides the point.
Wait, which one?
The one you like. Well, he's also younger than us. He's a year younger than us. And they like always talk about it. And then there's like
the one guy who's like, not my type, because I'm more into like the 19-year-old. Like,
yeah, really. I was talking to this guy the other day that said the oldest he hooked up with was like a 55-year-old, and I was like,
wait, you told me, wasn't it someone I know? No, we didn't. Rob fuck some woman like at a bar or something. Like,
Rob, he dog guy has stories. He was dog a guy. Sugar baby for a little bit.
Oh my! Did he talk about that?
No, I don't think he talked about it on the show.
Oh, you guys.
He will have to come back on the show, though, and share that story because it is nuts.
Dog guy has become, like, my favorite guy. Dog guy is favorite guy.
Yeah, dog guy has been, like, really prominent in our lives lately.
Yeah.
Me and dog guy had we very much so had a nice little heart-to-heart the other
pow-wow.
Day.
Pow-wow.
Yeah, we had a little heart-to-heart because we were just, like, going out, whatever. Sometimes when he gets drunk... He knows this.
Sure, dog guy. When you dog get guy, drunk, we love you're just you, but a when bit you much. Get
drunk, sometimes I want to fucking kill him.
Yeah.
So, but it's fine. We had a little powwow the other day. We talked it out through text, and then he apologized to me again in person at Paige's party, and we hugged it out. Obviously, we're friends benefits. That's so we nice. Had a little mwah.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are so funny.
It was a little hug, and then we look at each other, and we're like...
You know what's funny? Like, I'd be drinking. Like,
bring it in, give it a girl. Little.
Yeah. Mwah. We'd be drinking, but I have noticed my patience with drunk people. I was just talking to Jeff about
this. Is decreasing.
Dude.
Significantly.
Though there is none. There's no fucking patience. If I'm like remotely sober or like just not quite as drunk as you and you're drunk and annoying, I will be mean to you.
Oh, yeah.
I will be mean to you. For sure. I would look at Christina and say, shut the fuck up. Like, actually, I almost did at your fucking birthday, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But it was your birthday, so I didn't. But you guys, like, I can't.
Guys, you don't even understand. You could actually, if you turn on your camera, you could see the bruise on my knee from Paige's birthday. Okay, she knows that she was absolutely feral on her birthday.
No, like, if I was there, I would have been like, get it together, Paige.
No, like me and our friend Emma. I don't think we've talked about Emma on this show before. But anyways, me and Emma were Paige's moms of the night. She was fucking like, okay, so the party started at 10 p.m. She was blacked out by 10:30.
Right. Like, she's a lightweight, too.
I'm talking completely blacked out. This bitch was hanging on to me like a dead weight. We literally fully collapsed into the floor. She used me as her fucking landing pad. That's how I have this gigantic bruise on my knee. Literally looks like I was on my knees sucking some dick. Like, that's all right. I can think of. I'm like, people are going to look at my fucking knees and be like, damn, she had a wild weekend. Like, yeah. It was so bad. We were trying to feed her.
Being that friend. I just feel like.
No, I mean, that's my struggle. Fucking girly. Like,
I know. You would do you it know? For me, too.
Absolutely. But she was nuts. We had to keep dragging her out of the DJ booth, feeding her water, giving her a shot of espresso.
Oh, my God. The thought of drunk Paige in the DJ booth is fucking sending me. Was Jeff there?
Yes. And you want to know what? For whatever reason, Paige kept clinging onto Jackson the whole night.
No,
was going on to using Jackson as like so funny. Actually, in the video of Jeff and Rob arguing about the dolls, if you look in the back of the video, it literally looks like Paige is trying to fuck Jackson. It is so funny. And me and Paige have rewatched 10 times because she's like, why am I giving Jackson sex eyes? Like, ready? No. Guys, I'm going to just pause for a sec while I replay this video for Lily. Just look in the back, okay?
No.
Ready? Just look.
No.
You'll see them better in a sec when it stops going, like, create lip in the back. Look.
No.
Like, so you're biting her lip.
Why does she want to fuck him?
Like, it's like, come to your man. It's funny. Like, I can't. Oh, great. Now Lily has to pee. Okay, Liz going to pee. Bye. Okay. We need to talk about the Kardashians.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the Kardashians. Look, this episode.
We dilly-dallied so much at the beginning. Honestly, it's fine. We just had a lot to catch up on and just shit to talk about. That doesn't even matter. But anyways, we're very passionate about the new Kardashian show on Hulu.
I
want to
talk
about
it.
We need to talk about it. What do we start with?
I'd like to start with just my opinions on the Kardashians in general. How about that? Okay, so I've always had a love-hate. The hate mostly comes from my mother because my sisters would watch the Kardashians growing up. And my mom would shit on them. Like, just shit on them at any opportunity. And I get it because they just have all this money. And I'm just like, what are you doing with all this money? Okay. I have very weird feelings about them.
Yeah.
And then also, like, they've been asked straight to their face, like, you know, you have set a new standard of beauty for women. Like,
yeah, oh, do you think that's okay?
And they're just like, we work out all the time. And I'm like, no, you have PBLs.
It's like, yeah, they work out all the time. But also, no, you can't deny that, like, fucking 70% of it is from surgery.
Plastic surgery denying is like one of my biggest pet peeves in Hollywood. Like, with everyone, like Bella Hadid, Hailey Bieber now has a skincare line when like her whole face is like held together by Botox. Like, and it's fine. I feel like as long as you like are open like, about it.
If I can do it, whatever. Like, the thing totally is,
I'm going to get Botox.
The thing that bothers me with plastic surgery and Botox and those things is that you do not have to fucking announce that you got it done. Unless, but if somebody asks you, don't deny it.
Yeah. And then like if you're going to sell things like flat tummy tea and you get your stomach cool sculpted once a week, I just feel like that's where I'm like.
Yeah. Oh my God. The flat tummy teas used to be all the rage.
So bad. And the Kardashians were all over that stuff. Like, yeah, that's kind of where they've the standard of beauty that. Specific topic when it comes to them is what's kind of bothered me because I don't know, just the whole like the whole plastic surgery world and like I have no problem with it again. Like I would get it if I had something that really annoyed me that much.
Yeah.
Or like I definitely see myself getting Botox one day. I've gotten a lip flip before. I have nothing against it.
No, me neither.
But it is really weird
Be open about it. Yeah.
Right. It's weird for girls to look at these people and be like, well, I remember in high school, I used to look at people and be like, how the fuck do you look like that? Like,
yeah.
And now I get it. But like, duh. You don't get it when you're younger. And it's actually like super dangerous. And I feel like the Kardashians are just like the ringleaders of that whole thing in LA and like that like culture. So I've always kind of had a problem with that. Like them like selling products that aren't really authentic because but
then again, so they fucking license their fucking name to everybody now. It's kind of like, yeah, I mean, a lot of it is a cash grab. Some things I think like Kim Kardashian Skims.
Yeah.
Genius.
No, some amazing, of their brands are awesome.
Works for her. Amazing. Kylie Cosmetics. Genius.
Right.
That's perfect.
And like they do genuinely, like I can tell they genuinely love it. They work really hard. Good for them. Like I have nothing against, and they actually seem like, you know, take like even like take the fame away, like just them on like a personal level. I like a few, like especially after watching the show and just
For sure.
You know, we grew up watching the Kardashians. Like I like them. They all seem like nice.
Yeah, I mean,
girls,
my opinion.
I guess.
So first of all, I didn't watch a lot of Keeping Up with the Kardashians because it wasn't really my vibe. But the new one, you know, their new Hulu
me
show.
Me either. I watched enough
to like
so get it.
It is so much. Yeah.
Of the
it
old.
It is so much better. Mm-hmm. It is so well produced. Everything.
Yeah.
And it has also changed my opinion on some of the Kardashians in the way that, like, before watching the show, I always loved Kourtney the most. I always thought that I loved Kourtney the most.
Because she's funny. But
yeah,
she's
and then I was always
perfect.
Like, with, like, Kim and whatever. And I was, whatever. I also liked Kendall. I like Kourtney and Kendall.
Oh, my God. No.
But then... The fucking show. No. I start watching it and I start investing a little bit more time into the Kardashians. And oh my God, I cannot stand either of them on the show. I cannot stand
either. Well, Kendall
in
general. I mean, Kendall Jenner is
I'm sorry. Kendall and Kylie have no place on that show. They bring nothing to the table for that show. Not a damn thing.
Kylie just has like her whole own world. Where like you remember
she's doing
her own
thing.
Show?
She only
King Kylie or something.
Yeah,
that
some
was
shit
so
like that.
Iconic.
But Kylie brings, sorry sis, she brings nothing to the new show. There is nothing surrounding her that was like worth it. Like she basically had no screen time. Same with Kendall.
She had none.
Kendall
she
had
pregnant.
That one little fucking argument that she went off with Scott, which was so fucking stupid, in which she walked away from it and like whatever. Here's the thing though. Also, Scott fucking hated him. Like I thought I liked him. He acted like such a little bitch.
No, he fucked up in the show. If you didn't watch it, he obviously was just like super jealous of like Travis and Kourtney.
Yeah.
I completely agree, like where I'm like, he was a baby and blah, blah, blah. And I think he honestly embarrassed the shit out of himself.
Yeah.
But a part of me will always feel bad for him just because he's an addict and like he has some serious issues. And like,
I didn't know he's an addict.
Oh, yeah. He had like alcohol issues. And that was like their whole. Oh, because you didn't watch the original show. Like, that's why he... partying issues. He was a wild
I also get, like, they like talked about on the show a little bit how he like doesn't really have any family, so like they are his family, so in that way I feel for him. However, I just like, I just think some of the things he was saying,
no, it was were insanity. Just
like he sounded like a fucking child.
No, like, Scott is like a not well ever, like, and he's been dating like all those like young, like Sophia Richie and like those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, he's obviously like, he has some serious problems.
Yeah, for sure.
It's very sad, actually. But yeah, I agree. Like, he was out of pocket.
Yeah, no. Now, I will say that because of the new show, Kim and Chloe and Chris, of course, are my favorites, especially Chloe.
Chloe is so fucking normal in this show. She's just so normal.
Yeah. Like, I feel so bad for her with the Tristan thing. Like, because I feel like a lot of people are like, yeah, that's the thing though, is a lot of people like online are like, oh my gosh, she should feel so embarrassed and blah, 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 this and that. And then she keeps trying to give him chances. But she was like, she made so many points where she's like, when you have a child with someone, you will do anything to make it work.
That really opened my eyes.
It's not just like this little fucking relationship like tip. Like, when you have a fucking family, like, it's different. It's a
completely different. That's what Kim was saying about, because I felt the same way with Kim and Kanye. She made a few, she didn't directly say things, but she said, like, she was talking about her relationship with Kanye and how she's like getting away from it. And she was like, do you know how many uncomfortable speeches I had to sit through? And she was like, he pinned me against other women, aka Taylor Swift. She was like, he pinned me against other women and put me in these horrible positions. But because I'm so loyal and because we have kids together, I stood by him, and it ended up burning her in the end, which I just found really interesting. I never looked at it from that perspective. I always thought she was like kind of a coward for not like sticking up to him. But it's I didn't think about the fact that they have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Kanye, look, what Kanye did to Kim is so fucked. It is so fucked. Just like all the things, and like the way he like turned her like into like this villain during that thing with like Taylor Swift. Like, she's probably so embarrassed about that. She lied for him. And like, you know, her and Taylor might not be friends, but I'm sure they have like so many mutual friends. That was probably so embarrassing. And just like, yikes. Like, Kanye is just absolutely, I mean, I hate him.
Yeah.
Like, he's horrific.
No,
so I've that was always, interesting too, to see him come on the show and like how mature she was like through certain situations. Like,
yeah, Kim was when he pretty left mature SNL. Through. Yeah, Kim was actually very, I really like how she handled herself.
No, she handled throughout the entire really thing. Well.
Yeah,
better than she like used to handle things. I feel like she used to go right to social media and like. Blah, blah,
No, she seems like, I really liked. I don't even know. I feel like it was the show has made her seem a lot more authentic and really showed like who she is as a person, like, better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, but like her with like the bar exam, that was very impressive, and that like I gave her a lot of
oh, that was cool.
You know, the one thing that I will not about Kim, but yeah, it relates to Kim, going back to Chloe, I mentioned this to you, I fucking loved that Chloe called out Kim for not having enough fucking coochie that's space so random, on her
so
Skims.
True, yeah.
So random, but it needs to be brought up because, well, you know, we talked about Kim, whatever, but Chloe, she killed it. Nope. She was amazing. She was my favorite on there. I loved watching the whole Good American thing.
Normal.
Like, yeah, she was so nice. She's like the peacekeeper, like,
yeah,
all that shit. But she is not afraid to speak her mind, but she also handles things with grace. And yeah, I thought that was so funny at the very beginning of the season. She fucking is like, Kim, I love you, but I'm wearing this fucking Skims bodysuit and you need to put more space in the cooch. Like, not everybody has a fucking Polly Pocket puss.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
I was like, girl, go off. I absolutely love that. Now, let's move on to the main event that me and Lily feel very strongly about.
Courtney and Trav.
Trav.
Yeah, you guys, it's really weird. It's really just a straight, like,
here's the thing that, like,
I don't want to be a hater because, like, I love.
No, I don't hate her. And I think that she went through so much with Scott and just so much that she definitely deserves to have, like, her fairy tale ending. It was just awesome. So cringy to watch. Yeah, no, I love Travis Barker. I've always loved Travis Barker. My dad was a huge Blink 182 fan. We've met Travis Barker before. Like, I literally Travis Barker brought Alabama, his daughter, to Playlist Live 1 year, and he was there, and my dad met him, like, leaving the lobby.
No way. Jim probably lost his marbles. Oh, yeah,
I'll have to pull it up. Wait, on the computer. Wait,
that's so cool.
Sorry. Grabbing the computer so I could try and find this photo. But, yeah, no, so my dad met him, and, you know, my dad is a drummer, if you guys don't know, so meeting Travis Barker for him was a huge deal. But yeah, no, I mean, fucking, no, I always love Travis. I just, oh my God, they're so cringy. Also, the thing
is
that
many reasons.
You want to be cringy and you want to be lovey-dovey and you want to do all that.
I just found it wildly inappropriate.
Exactly. Do it on your own time. Even, you know, it's a reality show, like with the cameras around you and stuff. But like, they were doing that shit like in front of the dinner table, in front of the realtor, in front of the kids.
No, when they were viewing that house and she straddled him on the couch in front of the realtor, I was like, this is so like, not okay, like privileged, disgusting, really not okay.
Yeah,
like,
that was fucking weird, because then the realtor just
that's
like,
considered
walks
sexual
away.
Harassment, you know, to do that in front of someone, like that can make people uncomfortable, like,
oh yeah,
oh, I don't
sure
like
as hell
it
make me uncomfortable. Yeah, no, that shit was very, very uncomfortable.
Like if we were out, mm-hmm. Christina, like if you were seeing someone
new, here it is,
and you did that to me,
it's my dad and Travis Barker.
Oh my God, how fucking funny. Was he nice?
He was super
I'm
nice.
Sure he was.
Oh my God, he talked to my dad for like a really long time, because like, what are the odds out of fucking like kids, like internet,
this older
convention
guy,
this like 50-year-old guy walks up to him and is like, hi, I'm also a drummer and I really look up to you.
Right, that's cool.
Like what? Like nobody fucking Playlist mm-hmm, Live mm-hmm. knew who the fuck Travis Barker
is. Which is funny because
like,
now
yeah, which is hilarious
because
he's fucking huge. Like how the fuck do you not know Blink-182? But yeah, no, so he was so mm-hmm. nice. Talked to my dad. Like,
that's so cool.
Yeah, it was super, it
yeah,
was a really
he gives
cool moment
me good
for my
vibes.
Dad. For sure.
Yeah, I just found it like super inappropriate the way they acted on the show. Like,
yeah,
I completely get that era because you made a joke earlier that I'm in that era right now. Like, I am pretty, I'm just like casually seeing someone at the moment, and we're pretty like lovey dovey like that. But it's
no, but like you guys,
but like
not
in
front,
of you,
not in front
well,
of.
Well, to
me.
Be honest, like if I was hanging out with you and another guy and you were doing that, I would like actually get mad at you. I
You'd
would
be like, Christina, this is weird.
I'd be like, dude, this is like super weird.
There's a difference between like showing affection, like if we're like out or something, or like if me, you, and you know who are like out and you guys like had like a little pecker, you guys are like walking, holding hands.
Right.
Fine.
Cute.
But if you guys are fucking like
making out,
heads to each other, like, oh my God, like, I feel your energy, baby.
Wait,
like,
someone on
we
TikTok
this,
said someone,
you know?
When you act like someone just died when you're in line for like Walmart. No, someone said like those couples that act like one of them is about to go off to war or something.
Yeah.
Like, some, I saw someone on TikTok like describing those types of couples and it had me weak because I was
like, seriously, it's so though. It's like just so cringy. And like I said, extremely happy for Courtney that she like found somebody that she could do that with, and you know she's been through a lot, and I'm very happy for them, but like fuck, it was so cringy. Like
yeah,
just most of it was just so like keep the PDA out of here. Like oh my God, like little things of affection, yeah, but like oh my God, you don't need to fucking be like holding on to each other face to face, nose to nose.
I also found it interesting.
Baby, I love you, baby. Blah, 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 blah.
I guess like, I don't really have any feelings about it, but when they were talking so much about their IVF and fertility journey, I thought it was just like, I wouldn't expect her to be so open. That's a pretty personal.
Yeah, no, it is.
Thing,
I know. I thought
dude.
That too, because I was like, as I was
she's
watching
still not
it,
pregnant,
I was
going to
say,
know.
As I was watching it, I was like, have I not been keeping up with them online? Like, maybe she is pregnant and I didn't know, but I was like, I feel like that's like a thing that like
everyone
would
know.
Have known.
No, she's not. So,
unless
yeah, she, like,
unless she hasn't
now,
announced it yet, because we don't know how long ago was that recorded.
Like
I mean,
November.
SNL. Yeah, when was Kim on SNL?
October, November.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Good possibility she is now and it's not announced or it didn't work. Like, I don't know. I really do, like, that's the thing is I have sympathy for her. I hope it does work
Dude,
out for her with her relationship and her IVF.
Dude, tell me you saw when they went to these fertility appointments. First of all, like, sometimes they would show up, like, wearing, like, these matching pajamas. I'm like, okay, whatever. Okay. Or they would walk in with like these huge sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Like,
no, the outfits.
She's getting a fucking, what's it called? Ultrasound with like her fucking pussy spread. She has like these huge like Tom Ford sunglasses.
No, I
on.
Know. You know what? I also the thought nurses was kind were probably like,
what an obnoxious celebrity.
Like, yeah. You know what's funny too, though? What I thought about is the fact that when Chloe was doing the photo shoot for Good American with like all the new girls, when they took the group shot together at the end, she wasn't even wearing Good American. She was wearing this gigantic orange Balenciaga like jersey dress.
Oh, I saw that.
Which it was cute. It was very cute.
It was cute.
But oh my God, you're going to a Good American shoot. You're going to take photos with all your Good American girls and you're going to wear Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Girl.
Fuck? Yeah.
Come on now.
No, they're all like, they're just so weird. Like, I can't. Yeah. I just cannot. I don't know. And I guess like in the show too, it shows Kris Jenner and Khloe Kardashian's new houses that they just built next to each other.
Oh yeah.
Good for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it. Like they work really hard and you know, but when these houses are just like
nuts.
They're just like they're beyond nuts, dude. They're like, I mean, how much do you think Kris's was? Like 20 million at least.
Yeah,
I'd say more.
Oh my God, I would say more probably. Yeah,
I wonder how much it was. And like that's when I just personally feel, this is just me, I don't know what it's like to have that much money. Like I'll never probably know what it's like to have, I mean, that much money. Like I could see myself being very successful and rich, but that is just like next fucking, I don't want, I personally don't even want that. But like, I don't want Kim Kardashian level money or fame, but I just feel like if I even had that much, I just don't see myself like buying a house. I just feel like I would do more with the money than that.
I mean, to me,
I would buy a very nice house, but these houses, like that shit is for
I wouldn't two get like people? A mansion, but I will say I have always been someone who has always, like, my goal is to spend my money on my home and my travels.
Oh, I so certainly for me, want, like, a nice-ass like, place.
Yeah, no, exactly. However, like, if it's just me and, like, my dog or whatever, maybe my significant other, like, I don't need, like, no, a 10-bed. No,
it's
literally,
it's Kris Jenner like, and her boyfriend in that house.
Yeah.
That house probably has, like, 15 bedrooms. Like,
honestly, okay, I prefer a smaller house anyways, only because, too, like, it's gorgeous, yes. You could have a lot of people stay over, yeah, which they, obviously, they're not having a lot of, I mean, they have a lot of people come over, but I doubt stay over.
Right.
But also, when it's only you and your significant other, maybe a fucking dog or cat or whatever.
Aren't you going to get and lost?
And you have 10, not even lost, but I feel like being in this huge house when it's only two people would give, like, fucking horror movie vibes, dude.
And it's, like bad energy. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just, like, sometimes that's how I feel about the Kardashians and a lot of celebrities. I'm just like, wow, it's like you just knowing that you, like Kylie Jenner, has enough money to probably feed multiple countries. At least one country, like, ends, like, hunger in a country. And instead of doing that, you're, like, doing the craziest shit with your money. I just have a hard time, like, wrapping my brain around that. Yeah. I don't know. I just, and, like, the things that they just spend their money on, it's just, like, wow.
Yeah, oh, my God, Kendall, when they showed her fucking, like, self-care room, but I had the
most random shit in it. Do you know how much that shit costs?
Yeah. What the fuck was that thing that she was zipped into? I don't know. She's like, I just stay in here for like an hour and I'll like answer
I forget what they're called.
But what the fuck was that shit?
But like, they're so expensive, Christina.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, it's just like, that's where I'm like, these people are so like far removed from reality. It's like kind of really sad, actually. And like, they, yes, like I know that that clip of Kim, she does prison reform, and like they all do good things,
you know,
but
they
like,
do good things, but then also like nobody's perfect.
No,
fuck, like, you know, there's still, there's no doubt about it that like, yes, they all do good things, and like, I'm sure they're like cool people, but they're also very
they need
far
to do
removed
more.
From reality,
like,
but
Kendall having this tequila line, like, personally, if I were her and I really wanted to do this tequila line, you know you're going to get hate for cultural appropriation because you're a white girl from Calabasas. Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, build schools in Mexico or
do something to help
immigration, you know, in Mexico across the board. Like, do something that makes sense, you know? And like,
but they she won't even like talk about like the her yeah. farms in Mexico. Like she won't even touch the topic of it. And I'm just like, that's where they lose me. That is where the Kardashian, I just feel like some celebrities are much better about stuff like yeah. that. And they're way more self-aware and they're just way more normal. Like way more normal. Like there are some celebrities that have just as much money, but they have like a way more normal life.
Yeah,
and
I'm for just sure.
like, good for you. Like
good for you.
Yeah, personally, that's what I would want. Like yeah. if I was a celebrity. Same. I would, you know, have my career, but it would be very separated from my private life. And I would yeah. also like do a lot more with the money. But
yeah.
that's I've always felt that way about the Kardashians. Just
yeah, I would go in waves of like I really fuck with them and I think they're doing good things. And then I would be like, well, yeah. there's this other thing that's like, you know, but I don't know.
It's cool to me that Kris Jenner came from like fuck all and she's built yeah. this. Like the woman deserves a mansion. Honestly, I'm not saying yeah. she doesn't. She
Kris
absolutely does.
Kris and Khloe yeah. stole the show.
Yeah.
Long no, story they did. Short, especially Kris. I love Kris Jenner.
And like Kim too. I think what Kim, I think Kim is dope. She turned a sex tape into this.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I actually, after they were talking about Kris Jenner's masterclass on the show, I went to the masterclass website and I put my name on an email list for when it comes out. Because I'm very curious oh, really? As to what she
I'm has sure
to
it's,
say.
I'm, she's fucking
very
brilliant.
Very curious.
She,
there, yeah.
There's no doubt it, for a second that those women are not completely brilliant. I mean,
oh, yeah, no.
Kim Kardashian's mind, Kris Jenner's mind, incredible.
Yeah.
Like, all of them, really. But it's just like sometimes then how they use their resources that bothers me.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
there's no doubt that they don't they deserve, you know, they deserve every ounce of fame and success that they have. I think they're amazing.
Yeah.
And especially like Kim, like they're all great, but like Kim is a fucking star.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kim is a fucking star and she's so dope and I love her and I love what she's done for like business women and like she's put that. I feel like in the center that like women can also have a fucking like, empire.
Yeah, I think she's like evolved a lot over the years,
yes.
you know, with like how she carries herself and how she's like, you know, empowering women and shit. We were saying.
Yeah, like I feel like now.
Sorry, guys, this, I'm like losing my train of thought a little bit.
No,
like,
it's okay. I feel like
so much
now,
Kardashian talk.
If her and Kanye had that thing with Taylor come up again, she would have put her foot down.
Would have put
been,
it,
like,
yeah.
I'm not lying for you. Like, you
yeah.
didn't ask her about this. Like, I'm not lying for you. But back in the day, like, that is something that Kim would do.
For
but
sure.
That was, like, a huge issue that, like, really made me judge. Even, I'm a Taylor fan, but even if I wasn't, I just thought that was so fucked, like, what she did.
Oh, yeah.
In that situation. Like, I just thought it was, like, so, so fucked. But I don't think she would do that now. I have a lot of feelings with the Kardashians, man.
Yeah.
I'd love to have like someone that has worked for them on the show or like.
Well, you know what's funny is I don't know anybody that's worked for them, but the number one person that comes to mind that like is the know all be all about the Kardashians is Michael David.
Oh my God. Well, they all follow him on
yeah,
Twitter
and like
Kim
they,
and Khloe and they like yeah. love him because he promotes their shit all the
he's
time.
He's basically this guy that we went to school with, that we went to college with. He is like a Kardashian fucking stan. He knows everything about everything with the Kardashians.
Yeah, he'll like wait outside for hours for them.
Yeah,
to,
no.
Like, yeah, I mean,
so
it's
weak.
Cool. Like, it's funny, but no, they're interesting people.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I'm just so fascinated by like just people who have that much money. I'm just like, what is your life? Like,
yeah.
What
do you even decide to spend it on? Just everything?
Like, I don't know. I just feel like you just have so much money sitting there. Like, just do, I don't know.
Yeah, do something more with that.
Yeah, that's just my personal hot take on it. Like, I feel like I would have like a few houses in different places that were like smaller.
Yeah.
And then, like,
I honestly bet they already do.
No, they do. Oh, they have vacation homes for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Kris
fucking
has the
Kim,
Palm Springs home.
Kim with her fucking airplane.
Yeah, Kim Air.
Kim Air. I will say the Pete Davidson thing with the fucking
dibs. That
dibs.
Was cute.
That was cute.
No,
was
I think her cute. And Pete. Or I think Pete is good for her because he's humble.
I think Pete is great for her.
I think that was another sign, the fact that she went for him, that she is growing a lot as a
yeah,
person.
Yeah, no, and she's like,
going from
like
Kanye.
He just brings her like peace and
yeah.
like humbles her a bit and like
because she loved Kanye
yeah.
but she also wanted Kanye because he's the most famous man in the world
yeah.
that's also why she wanted to be with him
yeah no she I like how she was saying that she feels like she doesn't have to get like dressed up and be like gorgeous and stuff when she's like
with
Pete and around Pete like that was like
mm-hmm.
I don't know I think he's great for her.
Even when she went to get the mail
we'll see if
when
it lasts
she was
but I think
Kanye always wanted her like in a look even when
Yeah.
That she just was going to the grocery store. Like, that's exhausting. I can't imagine.
All right, guys. So we ended up talking about the Kardashians and life for like way longer than we expected
to.
Yeah.
Why did I talk about Kim Kardashian for 20 minutes?
Honestly, it kind of worked out because we didn't really have like an episode topic for today, but we asked you guys on Instagram for your opinions on just like things, and we were just gonna go off about them, but this episode is already fucking an hour and 18 long,
right?
So we figured we would just wrap up with Toxic Confessions, and we're gonna save the opinions for the next episode. So if you want to hear our opinions on random shit, you could go to our next episode next Wednesday, 12 p.m. ET, as always.
Hey, at least we have an episode lined up.
Yeah, we have an episode for next week, guys. It'll kind of be very similar. If you guys, we talk about the sex opinions episode a lot. It'll be very similar to that. Yes. It'll be opinions on sex, relationships, dating, and then other random bullshit that people submit to. Because sometimes we just want to give our input.
Yeah, and I don't know. I feel like a vague topic like that is sometimes fun because we can end up just having like funny conversations and bits.
Exactly. Okay. But anyways, we will read Toxic Confession. Let's see. Well, first of all, this girl, I like was telling Lily this before, got this hilarious DM from this girl, and it says, "Body count went up 1, orgasm count went up 0. Worst time of my entire life. At one point, while he was eating me out, I saw his eyes were closed, so I just started faking the noises, and I turned my attention over to the Grey's Anatomy episode that was playing on the TV. It was a great episode. Anyways, I texted the guy, I lost my V-card to, and I'm seeing him on Friday night, so that's cool. And then she said, I matched with this dude from TikTok who pours the shot in the girl's mouth while he holds up her neck. I think that was the universe apologizing for the bad sex that I had last night. I have no idea what TikToker she's talking about. So this one girl goes, Toxic Confession of the Week. I came home to visit family and friends, hooked up with my ex, and now he wants to get back together. And I'm just like, no, bro, because I'm talking to a few guys at the moment, and I literally just cannot see us getting back together. So I'm basically leading him on, but it's totally fine because he broke my heart first, so I'm taking it as payback.
Oh.
That is hot girl shit.
That is hot girl shit, actually. Some gin toxic shit right there.
That is some, you know, some mega G&T shite. I like this DM. This girl goes, I just gotta have a breakup. You know what that means. It's gin and toxic time, ladies.
Wow.
I love that. You guys associate us with heartbreak and like just being a whore.
We've been getting the nicest DMs lately.
We have been getting so many amazing DMs from you guys. Please keep it up. I love listening and reading your stories. Okay. Also, this girl, so funny. She, I remember reading this and being like, oh my God, I want to read this on the show, because a few episodes ago, we asked you guys for your high school scandal. Do you remember we like asked a while ago?
You know what? And then I noticed that we got DMs about that.
Yes.
But I was like, why?
Yeah, no. So this girl did. I'll do it as a toxic confession and a high school scandal, only because we asked you guys for it a few episodes ago. She goes, here's my high school scandal. A math teacher who is the dad of the quote-unquote popular girl, even though nobody likes her, hooked up with our computer tech teacher during school hours and got caught. At first, everyone thought it was a rumor until the popular girl was looking for attention and told literally everybody, and now their parents are getting, and now her parents are getting a divorce.
Oh.
She goes, there's so many details if you want any more, but that's basically the summary. Okay, so the popular girl's dad, who is a math teacher at this school, hooked up
tragic
with
enough.
The computer tech teacher during school hours.
Okay, that's a lot to process.
I know.
First of all, the popular girl whose dad is a math teacher sounds like tea already. Like,
that already sounds like a scandal.
Right.
Fucking, I thought it was like a thing that, oh no, you can't have them as your teacher. That's what it is. Like, if you have like your mom or dad like works at your school, like that's fine, but you're not allowed to have them as your teacher. Isn't that like a rule or like a law or something?
I'm sure it differs like from private school, public, states, whatever.
Yeah, probably depends.
But it is usually a rule, yeah.
Yeah, because then it's like, what do you go home to your fucking dad and your dad's going to help you with your math homework because he's your math teacher? Like,
yeah, and like they can grade you unfairly. Like there's so many layers to that and like treat you, embarrass you or treat you too nice. Like, you know.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. So I think that's like a thing. But
what the fuck is this episode, dude? This has to be one of those, like, the worst.
It's just one of those episodes.
It is. Like, we've had a few of these, but this one has to be the randomest.
Yeah.
This one has got to be.
I can't even tell you what we 40 minutes
in.
About.
40 minutes in, we're like, all right, you want to talk about Courtney and Travis? Like,
I mean, let's talk about the Kardashians.
Fuck, man.
Well, Lily, was it that you text me or you walked into my apartment? I think you walked into my apartment today and you were like, hey, so, like, I don't know what we're recording today, but, like, I just really want to talk about the new Kardashian show.
I have
show.
To get that off
and
my
I
chest.
Was like, yeah, so valid. So do I, honestly. So yeah. If you guys have TV recommendations for us, let us know.
One more thing. Did you see the scene where her, Kendall, and Kylie just go to In-N-Out, like, drive-through? Can you just, like, imagine working at the In-N-Out drive-through when Kendall and Kylie are, like,
oh, yes, I do remember that. Wait a minute.
Just, like,
we
so
didn't
casual.
Even touch on when we were talking about how they're so detached from reality that when Chris and Kylie went to the fucking grocery store, man, that entire scene.
They did something else.
They went to the car
wash.
Dude. They went to the grocery store and they went to the car wash. And it was like fucking Disneyland, yeah. Man. I wish my grocery store trips were that thrilling.
So it was kind of like, all right, I don't even know if they should, like, be putting this out because this is, like, making them look really bad. Also, Chris asking Corey, she goes, if you had to cook, like, what would you cook? And he goes, I don't cook. And she goes, no, like, if, like, you had to cook something.
Yeah. Obviously, I know, too, that this was, like, spoken about a lot online when the show first came out, but Kendall cutting the cucumber. And Chris is like, don't cut it, honey. I'll get the chef to cut it.
She goes, chef, can you help her?
Can you help
it's her a fucking cute.
She's like holding it like this and cutting it.
And like, I'm like, dumb and like, I don't know how to cook, but like, come on.
Cutting a fucking cucumber.
It really just goes to show that Kendall specifically, because her and Kylie grew up with money.
Yeah.
They have had a chef since
the
day
their
they
entire
were born.
Lives. Yeah.
I mean, they have live-in chefs.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Honestly, I do feel like, had I been that fucking rich, that would
be
the
a chef.
First investment I
oh,
would
babe,
make.
Babe, I would have a chef 100%. Cleaning
fucking
lady.
Absolutely.
I,
but like,
I get it.
If you can't cut a cucumber.
Yeah. I would have a chef, but I probably wouldn't have a live-in chef because I'm like privacy type
oh,
of thing.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And also like cooking with your family is like a part of life. Like you're just never going to do that. Like, especially as like a mom, like, you know, it's nice once in a while to cook. Like,
someone needs to fucking get Kendall on one of those damn Netflix cooking shows as like a special guest. There are so many cooking shows on Netflix right now.
Meanwhile, Selena Gomez is like the
Selena
opposite
Gomez is popping
of all
off
these.
Right now. She is doing everything and I love that for her.
I'm obsessed
with her.
That woman, like,
yep.
I hate pinning women against each other, but it is low-key Selena versus Hailey, and, like, I am team
Oh,
Selena.
I'm team Selena, man. Like, I do think, honestly, Hailey Bieber, I'm not gonna lie, she's grown on me a little bit. Like, because her TikTok, I feel like she's been doing really good on TikTok lately, and I enjoy, like, some of her content because she's very soft-spoken. But at the end of the day, like, Selena's just doing it all, man.
Yeah, and Hailey just, like,
she's fucking doing it all. I know, Lily has strong opinions on Hailey Bieber. I'm sorry that I am saying this, but I actually kind of fuck with her lately.
You know what, though? That she grew up in privilege. She grew up with money.
Yeah.
She's, like, just one of these, I don't know. I feel like if you get a bad vibe from Hailey Bieber, you just get it. Some people fucking love her.
No, I get that,
I fucking
too.
Love her style. She's all over my Pinterest. Like, I love
that. That's the thing
that
I'm so torn about, though, because, like, on her TikTok, like, she's been very authentic on her TikTok lately and been doing a lot more things where she's talking directly to the phone, and I enjoy that content. But
right,
then,
it is interesting.
Obviously, us living in New York City and knowing people that I've worked with her, she's a fucking bitch.
I
apparently.
Also feel like the TikTok thing, though, is so, like, she's trying
oh,
to
yeah,
be
to, yeah, absolutely.
When, like, versus, for I mean, sure. I hate to compare them, I really do, but, like, the first person that came to mind, Selena does the same thing.
Yeah.
And it just feels a lot
way
more
authentic.
Also,
organic.
Selena didn't grow up privileged or like anything like that. So I don't know. I just, and also I hate Justin Bieber, and that's who she
oh,
chose
yeah.
to
I
marry.
Oh yeah, I mean,
anyone who
I
chooses
like
to
Justin
marry
Bieber
Justin
either.
Bieber, I'm like, yikes.
I want to choose to marry Justin Bieber.
And her best friend is Kendall.
Yeah, that's where you lose me.
End the episode.
Yeah, it's where you lose.
Goodbye, guys.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We went off even longer. How we this talked is not about? Good. We did. our toxic thing of the week, and then some random bullshit for 40 minutes, and then the Kardashians for so fucking long. And then we talk toxic confessions, and then we do the Kardashians again.
I'm sorry, I have so many emotions.
And then fucking Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber for 10 minutes. What is happening today?
I wish that, like,
this is our celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
This actually, it's this episode culture. Should literally be a pop culture recap.
Yeah. But it's like just the Kardashians.
Pop culture recap, except it's only the Kardashians. Yeah.
And like Lily shits on Hailey like a little.
A little bit.
Okay, bye.
A little shit talk. Like, this is like the new Perez Hilton. No, we couldn't.
I would like live. Like, I like love pop culture drama, even though I like don't care. I love it.
Yeah.
I want it. Are you going to yell at me for slamming the boom arm?
Oh, no. I didn't even notice that you did.
Okay, I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, okay, great. I love that one bitch on TikTok that does all, like, the pop culture updates.
Yeah, like, okay,
because I'm like, I don't really care that, like, Jaden and Nessa broke up, but, like, I do, and I want to know every detail.
I just need to know.
You know what? Dude, I went through a fucking downward spiral on TikTok the other day about Mormon mom. I forget what we were saying, but Lily has to go to work anyways.
Guys. This is ridiculous.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like a part of the reason why I've been like, just like, yeah, whatever. For the past 10 minutes has been because I'm fucking starving.
Oh, okay. You need to eat. She's scary when she's hungry.
Maybe I'll come to Bacora with you. No.
No, you can't.
Actually, I think I'll go to Equinox only because I've been craving. They have this like crunchy... like tuna chili poke bowl. That's so good.
Okay, work.
Yeah.
Okay, so bye.
All right. Love you guys or like, whatever. Make sure
to what a tragic episode.
This is the weirdest fucking episode. Anyways. Love you guys. Make sure to go follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Gin Toxic Podcast. You can go follow us on our respective channels too. I am Beauty Chicky everywhere. Lily is Lily Stewart, just in many different variations.
Sorry.
But it's in the description of the episode anyways. So you can check it out there. We love you and we will see you in the next episode. Fuck off. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.